First off, though, our Carve live performer Belle will play her single Cloud Nine. So turn up that dial and stay dry.
Looking at the girl over there in her room, wonder if she's looked over my way too. Cause her hair's all pushed back, kinda like it is. After nights out in Surrey Hills, I'm out of chill. This is something real, something I don't wanna fuck up on a night like this, at a time like this. Cause I've missed the idea of you, something new. Every text I get, I crack a smile and my heart it goes wild. Beating on my chest, it's the best. I can't stress, I don't want you to like me any less. But I could've waited, I would've hated it if I were to savor it. Take it, be Bobby, but I was feeling it. You are killing it, girl. You are killing it, girl. Shoot, what a lady, thrive on a patient, convinced I need a save and live. My mind racing, I ain't your damsel, ain't your fixer up a piece of hubba bubba, so y'all better find another lover to fuck you. Open my mind and I close my eyes, cause the inside vision is so damn hard to find. Now she's looking back at me with that killer smile that it looks too sweet, you see. You're making me nervous now, making me question how the world goes round. Cause everything I knew is turned upside down. Don't fuck me round, cause I'm on cloud nine. Shoot, what a lady, drive on a patient, convinced I need a save and lift my mind racing. I ain't your damn soul, ain't your fixer up a piece of hubba bubba, so you better find another lover to fuck you. What a lady, drive on a patient, convinced I need a save and lift my mind racing. I ain't your damn soul, ain't your fixer up a piece of hubba bubba, so you better find another lover to fuck you.
Ah, chills.
Damn.
Absolute chills.
Belle, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Belle Kerr is a local Sydney singer, songwriter, and guitarist. Belle's influences include Tash Sultana, Angie McMahon, and Meg Mack, and her recent single, Satisfied, featured on Triple J on Earth last year. Belle has recently established an all-female, all-queer band called Indigo Lane. And we are so excited because Belle joins us live in the studio today to play her single, Satisfied.
Your love isn't an hour like the ocean on the shore. You're still lying, no taking it, saying, baby, give me more. I get told not to go back, that you'll break my heart again. But I roll the dice and play your game. Maybe this time I win. And I'm the one who sees someone one, two times a week. And it's you who plays my mind. Coincidentally, I told you that it's time I leave you. Do it for my health. Maybe without you around, I can love myself. Now I'm standing on the edge, hoping that you're freebie. But you never saw my text, cause you were too busy. And you're the only one with the key to unlock me. But you lied. I guess I'll stay right here until you're satisfied. Are you satisfied? I guess I'll stay right here until you're satisfied. Are you satisfied? Hey girl, you don't even know all other people that tell me to run away. Cause you're no good, you're no good for me. And every time instead of listening, I chose to defend you. Maybe if I listened to them, I would love myself. Now I'm standing on the edge, hoping that you free me. But you never saw my taste, cause you were too busy. And you're the only wine with the key to unlock me. But you lied, I guess I'll stay right here until you're satisfied. Are you satisfied? I guess I'll stay right here until you're satisfied. Are you satisfied? You never saw my test, cause you were too busy. And you're the only one with the key to unlock me. But you lied, I guess I'm staying here until you're satisfied. Are you satisfied? I guess I'll stay right here until you're satisfied. Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied?
Oh, so good. So good. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Belle.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We loved it. And oh my God, the emotion in that last track, Satisfied. I mean, there were people coming to mind for me who I really related to. What was the inspiration for these lyrics? Where does this come from? It's angry, but
it is
beautiful.
It is. I definitely felt anger to a certain degree when I was writing this one. And this is one of those rare songs that I wrote in about 15 minutes end to end, just kind of spilled out of me. And that usually does happen when I'm a little angry or something, you know. But I didn't want to make it a raging, you know, fight song. I wanted to make it kind of funky and put me, even though lyrically it's not you know, a great song for me. It's, you know, it's talking about being locked into some sort of relationship and somebody having the power over you. I wanted to do what I could melodically to kind of make it feel like, you know what, I'm the better one here. I'm coming out. I'm coming out on top here. I wanted to kind of take a little bit of that power back and be like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah, so, I see you. You know,
yeah, I see you. I see you. And I wanted to kind of do what I could to make this a bit of a tune that people could listen to, relate to, and also feel powerful at the end of it as opposed to depleted.
Yeah. Yeah, songs that come to mind are like the FU song.
Yep.
Yeah, that's totally...
When you put a spin on it in terms of music...
All of a sudden, you're feeling like so positive and empowered, but and not angry anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
Thank you.
And I was looking at some of your past stuff. I see that you do a lot of busking around the city. I always found like see buskers, and I'm like, oh my God, you're here in broad daylight, and you're playing to people who don't even know. Are they listening to you? What's your experience with busking, and where do you busk?
Yeah, busking was really kind of the start of it all for me. I've always been, you know, I didn't really like choirs, but I always loved to sing and I couldn't play an instrument. So when I went to boarding school when I was 14, and then at about 16, I decided to teach myself guitar so that I could earn a little bit of money on the side.
Awesome.
And yeah, and so that's how I got my start in busking. So that was in Orange. And yeah, just little old me with my plastic guitar going down to the street in the hopes that I could make a little bit to, you know, buy a real guitar, which I eventually did, and that's still the one that I'm playing today. So yeah, I've been busking probably longer than I've been gigging.
Yeah.
But I don't do it too often anymore. It was a lot, actually. It was a lot easier in the country.
Really?
I think
people were more generous?
I think yes, but also just in terms of generous with time.
Uh-huh.
Not always money. Just you'd get people who would just be eating their lunch and just sit down and listen. And whether they give money or don't give, it wasn't my priority. It was just kind of, I really like to do this, and it's a really, I don't know, it just always felt right to be performing. And if I couldn't get paid to play in a pub because I was too young, then I may as well go and see if people will pay me to play on the street.
Totally.
So, yeah, I just loved interacting with strangers, I guess. It never really bothered me that I didn't know the faces of the people that were walking past. I just wanted to be there, and if they were, you know, going to smile when they walked past me, that was worth more, just to brighten somebody's day. And that is really one of the best things about busking.
Totally.
Yeah.
But of course, gigs are back, and you did perform on Thursday. How was that at the Burdekin?
Yeah, oh my gosh, it was amazing. That was, you know, an amazing event put on by the Indie Groove, who are like a new sort of group that have started putting on gigs for indie artists.
Cool.
And giving them a chance to play a little lineup for an evening. And so I headlined at the Burdekin on Thursday, and that was their first gig back where standing capacity was allowed, and the capacity in general went from 50 to 70. So it was just an amazing time, and I'd definitely missed, you know, playing to a standing audience where everybody's right there in front of you and you can connect with them so much better than when they're sitting. Seated.
Yeah. Awesome. People were dancing.
I mean, there was some subtle dancing. I don't think we're technically allowed to have dancing, which is a really hard line, to be fair.
What's the difference between standing?
Well, I'm not sure, but I did hear that a few people must have gotten a bit too wild with their arm actions, and they've been told off by the bartenders. So I think as long as your feet are planted, you might be okay.
Really?
There was definitely some swaying.
I always think too that if you're dancing, you may be inclined to start touching other people and then maybe start kissing other people on the dance floor, and that would be bad for COVID. So I did think about that. It's like, oh, okay, so maybe people aren't allowed to dance, because then if you like are grinding on someone and then you end up kissing
there's
them.
Too many grey areas. You can't afford for it.
Right. So if you're just sat right still, you'll never
keep
meet
your
anyone.
Hands to yourself.
Exactly. And you have just started a new band. It's an all-female, all-queer band.
Yes.
Why was it important to collaborate with those people, and what do you guys hope to do together?
Well, I mean, first off, I've always wanted to kind of join a band. I don't want to let go of the individual career that I'm, you know, building, or the music that I'm making as Belle, but the opportunity really just was presented to me, and these two girls that I've started with were just all really at that right point where we're confident in what we can do within our field, you know. So we're a drummer and a guitarist, and then I'm going to take care of all the vocals and the lyrics, which is really important to me. And I think that, you know, I'm not a guitarist by trade, I guess. I wasn't trained. And where I really love to play is with lyrics and with my vocals. And so this is going to give me the opportunity to do that and have complete control over that sector, you know, while the guitar is being handled by an absolute monster on guitar, you know. So I think that we're all in a space that feels right and comfortable for us. So that's also going to give us an opportunity, or for me, to explore a more jazz, lo-fi, fluid sort of genre and style. And then for all of the more, you know, a little more soft rock, poppy, if you want, indie sort of stuff, then I can keep that for my own music.
Totally. Yeah?
So I can do a little bit of both, which is great.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you guys are called Indigo Lane?
Yes, we are. So we haven't started gigging yet, but we've been busy writing, and so we're really keen to kind of get out there in the world super soon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining Carve Live today, Belle.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Oh, we really enjoyed it. Belle is a solo artist, so you can check her out on Spotify if you search for Belle in capital letters. And Belle's all-female, all-queer band Indigo Lane will start releasing EPs in the coming months. To connect or follow Belle, check her out on Instagram @BelleAndThings or follow her on YouTube by searching Belle in all caps.